You can now support the Well Soul podcast by visiting buymeacoffee.com/WellSoulPodcast. For the cost of a cup of coffee, you could be part of me helping others connect with God through scripture, reflection, and prayer. Visit buymeacoffee.com/WellSoulPodcast or click the link at the top of the show notes. Welcome to the Well Soul Podcast, where we pause to drink in scripture, reflect, and pray. I am your host, Shauna Scott, and sometimes life leaves our souls feeling parched. So come to the well of living water that never runs dry. Welcome to Luke chapter 13 in our Certainty of Faith series through the Gospel of Luke. Now, Luke chapter 13 isn't an Advent or Christmas passage per se, but it's a good time this time of year during Advent to really consider who Jesus is. And Luke chapter 13 will help us consider just that. In Luke 13, Jesus is making his way toward Jerusalem and is teaching his followers, the 12 and many others, including men and women, about the kingdom of God and how to follow him. The tension of the opposition to him is also rising. Political and religious leaders are threatened by his influence and furious with his teachings. Especially his teachings that accuse them of being wrong. Jesus' teachings also become more brash and full of warning the closer he steps toward Jerusalem and becoming the sacrificial offering for our sins. For example, in chapter 13, there's a warning from Jesus to either follow him all the way or perish. There's the parable of the barren fig tree and vine keeper that teach us it's not okay to just look religious on the outside. The fruit of our lives needs to show who we actually are. And Jesus also talks about the kingdom in parables. The parable of the mustard seed that grows into a large tree and the little yeast that spreads through the whole dough. The kingdom of God would start small with faithful followers, both men and women, but would become a worldwide movement and change the course of history. With all this in view, I would like us to read the verses we will ponder today. First, please close your eyes if possible. And block out all distractions by focusing on your breathing and ask the Holy Spirit to speak to your heart today through the scriptures. Come, Holy Spirit, come, wash us with your word. Luke 13, 22-30. Then Jesus went through the towns and villages, teaching as he made his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, Lord, are only a few people going to be saved? He said to them, Make every effort to enter through the narrow door, because many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able to. Once the owner of the house gets up and closes the door, you will stand outside knocking and pleading, Sir, open the door for us. But he will answer, I don't know you or where you are from. Then you will say, We ate and drank with you. You taught in our streets. But he will reply, I don't know you or where you are from. Away from me, all you evildoers. There will be weeping there and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves thrown out. People will come from the east and the west and the north and the south and will take their places at the feet in the kingdom of God. Indeed, there are those who are last who will be first, and first who will be last. What stood out to you? I will reread the passage again. What is the warning for Jesus' listeners? And what might this mean for us? Then Jesus went through the towns and villages, teaching as he made his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, Lord, are only a few people going to be saved? He said to them, Make every effort to enter through the narrow door, because many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able to. Once the owner of the house gets up and closes the door, you will stand outside knocking and pleading, Sir, open the door for us. But he will answer, I don't know you or where you are from. Then you will say, We ate and drank with you, and you taught in our streets. But he will reply, I don't know you or where you are from. Away from me, all you evildoers. There will be weeping there and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves thrown out. People will come from the east and the west and the north and the south, and will take their places at the feast in the kingdom of God. Indeed, there are those who are last who will be first, and first who will be last. What did you hear in the reading of this passage? Ponder for a moment. Is it enough for us to go to church? To bring chips and salsa to small group for dinner? To take the Bible study class? If those Jesus talked to ate and drank with Jesus, the living God in the flesh, and he warned them they needed to enter the narrow door, not just hang out with him, what does that mean for our life? Jesus is the narrow door, John 10:7. He is the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way to the Father except through Jesus, John 14:6. Do you believe this? Have you confessed him as Lord and surrendered your life to do the things God's way instead of yours? This might be the most important podcast you ever listen to. Take a moment of prayer right now. Ask God to help you enter and remain through the narrow door, Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Lord God, we know that sometimes we get caught up in doing all the religious things and our hearts can be far from you. God, we want to enter the narrow door by grace through faith in Jesus. Forgive us for living our own way while saying we believe. And help us, O God, to obey and to follow. We are all in. Help us to live all in. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me on the Well Soul podcast today. I would like to ask for a special prayer request for my friend Brian Vasquez from Brian Vasquez Productions, who has made this podcast possible and is currently struggling with a critical health crisis. Please pray for God to completely heal Brian. I also invite you to support the production of a podcast by buying me a cup of coffee. Log in to buymeacoffee.com/wellsoulpodcast to help make this podcast possible. Please also review the podcast on Apple so more people can find the Well Soul podcast. I have a gift for you when you subscribe to the Well Soul Monthly digital newsletter. First, you will receive a newsletter every month sharing what I am learning about how to keep a well soul. You'll also receive a copy of 8 Steps to Create a Well Soul Rhythm. It's a digital download guide to help you craft your personal life rhythm so that you can live with a well soul. Click the link in the show notes to subscribe. There is so much more to the story in this chapter, so if you would like to drink in the scriptures more slowly than the podcast allows, I encourage you to look at the resources linked in the show notes, especially Dr. Sandra Glahn's Latte with Luke Bible Study that I've used as one of the resources in preparing this season of the podcast. This episode is sponsored by socialremix.co, that is socialremix.co. It's a social media generating website that saves you hours of content creation with just a click of a button. For more information, see the link in the show notes. God bless you, and I pray that you have a wonderful Christmas season remembering Jesus, and that you have a well soul.